This episode of ENCast is also available in video format on the EN campus. For more information, please check the episode description.
Welcome to ENCast, your weekly source for education, research, and updates from the European Academy of Neurology.
Hello and welcome to ENCast, weekly neurology. My name is Irina Vlad, and I am a neurology specialist, PhD candidate and teaching assistant at Iuliu Hatzeganu University in Cluj-Napoca, Romania, and also the RFS representative for the mentorship task force. In today's episode, we will talk about mentorship in neurology and gain insights from a mentor-mentee pair from the EAN mentorship program. My guests today are Professor Nils-Erik Gilus and Henriette Sabo-Mate. Professor Gilus is Professor Emeritus of Neurology at the University of Bergen in Norway and Senior Researcher at Haukeland University Hospital. He has published over 500 papers, mainly on neuroimmunology and neuroepidemiology, with a focus on myasthenia gravis. He has held leadership roles in numerous national and international neurological organizations and coordinated several EU research projects. Dr. Sabo-Mate is a neurology specialist from Târgu Mureș, Romania, where she completed her residency and worked in clinical practice. Currently, she's a clinical observer at Saint-Pierre University Hospital in Brussels, while awaiting the completion of her paperwork to begin practicing as a neurology specialist in Belgium. Welcome both, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for your invitation. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
So, to start on a light note, how did each of you first decide to become part of the EAN mentorship program, and what goals did you set at the beginning?
You should start, I think.
Yes. So when I applied to the mentorship program, I was still living and working in Romania. And we started discussing with my husband the possibility of moving to Belgium. So I thought this mentorship program would give me a great opportunity to speak with someone about this idea, about the difficulties, the opportunities that come with such a movement.
I'm very happy to be involved with EAN in general. I have been a part of the mentor program since it starts, so Henriette is my third mentee. I think what is attractive is this European cooperation. I think that EAN has such a strong role, and medicine has such a strong role to increase European understanding in general and to improve medical quality. And in addition to this European aspect, it's of course very nice to be involved with young people with a future of neurology, those that are going to shape the neurology in Europe in their countries. So I think these are the reasons why I joined and enjoy being part of this mentor program.
When the mentorship team paired you, among other criteria, these were based on your shared interests. How did these align, like, with the how did they influence your early interactions, and did they meet your expectations?
Yes. So before we started our online meetings, we exchanged the emails, and Professor Gilhus already told me that he had 1 year experience abroad in United Kingdom and not in Belgium. So I knew before our first meeting that he didn't live in Belgium. He had a different experience. So I prepared my questions accordingly to that. And I wasn't surprised at our first meeting. I could be prepared, and I knew what to ask. I think even if you live in a different country, but if you have this experience of working in a different language, being the new doctor, you can share it with others, it's great. Because I think the challenges are mostly the same in every country.
I guess that this matching is a challenge, was regarded as a challenge for EAN. I I believe perhaps that Henriette was a little bit disappointed when I was the one that was appointed, because she had initially asked for perhaps a Belgian neurologist that could introduce her into Belgium and Belgian neurology in Belgium. I'm not so sure that this matching depends on much on specific aspects. I think that a common interest in neurology, a common interest in each other, is most important. EAN has this mentor organization, mentee organization, has a very strong, well-organized framework, but then it's up to the two of us what we put into this strict framework. And this has differed quite a lot with my three mentees. The first one, Selen Osyurt Kose from Turkey, she had a very clear ambition that she wanted to write a scientific paper during her maternity leave. So she wanted someone on myasthenia and someone experienced to write scientific papers. I think your aim was this transition from one European country to another European country with all these challenges. And the second, Arvar Rekik, she had also a more general internationalization ambition for her work and also a wider mentorship role. But I think you can put a lot of things into it, and the mentor and mentee together should try to find topics of common interest, topics where the mentee especially feel that the mentor can be useful and help them. So matching is some coincidence. I mean, we didn't know each other before.
No.
And that was part of it, and very interesting to who are you? And I guess same for you. Yeah.
And what was the biggest challenge that you faced during this program?
I don't feel that we had a big challenge because we live in the same time zone, so it was easy to schedule meetings. We started from the first meeting. At the end of every meeting, we scheduled the next one. We, of course, had a few times when we had to reschedule or push a few days the meeting, but it worked well. Of course, in our case, it helped that I am an observer. I don't have a full-time job, so it was more easy for me to adjust. But I don't know if we had some difficulties.
No, not difficulties, but there are always some challenges. For me, I think that it was a challenge that I felt that your challenges in your daily life and your daily work in Belgium, they were so slow to improve. There were something happens, difficulties when starting, and I could do nothing. I could just say, oh, this is terrible. Oh, how slow everything is in Belgium. So it couldn't really. Now it's been improving, but that is for me,
yes,
a challenge, because I thought I should have to do something, but it was
yes,
impossible. Perhaps not a challenge, but I also feel that in Norway, we have a tradition of talking very easily to our professors, to our seniors, to the prime minister or to the hospital director. In many countries, including Romania, I think you are more, it's another way of approaching senior people.
Yes.
I always say, Henriette, and I say that you should say, Nils Erik, and you think you prefer to say, but that's part of it. And that's why it's interesting also that we have slightly different cultures, and it makes a nice contact.
Yes. At the beginning, I was addressing my emails as dear Professor Gilhus, until Nils Erik told me that in Norway, that's not the way we address people. But, you know, in Romania, people like their their titles. So I was used to that. And that's why in the beginning it was a little bit
So the danger is, of course, or the challenge is that you will be very impolite when you go back to Romania.
True. But I think it's also a good thing because we are getting, it's also a skill development, the fact that we have these cultural differences. Yes. Because we learn, For example, I didn't know this about Norway, that it is really like this. In Romania, true, it's really...
Yes, and this experience, this mentorship experience really helped me because we started just after I moved to Belgium. So I had a lot of change, cultural change, new language, new people, administrative things that I had to take care of. So it wasn't just... changing a hospital. And these monthly meetings helped me to make a little list. What have I done? What I have to do? Of course, I will have to subspecialize. I started because in the hospital where I will work, I will work mostly with patients with epilepsy. So we talked about that. How can I follow that path? So really I had great advice during our meeting. And after each meeting, I felt like the chaos in my head wasn't that big. So thank you for that.
Can you share a single moment during this mentorship that surprised you or shifted your perspective?
You sent me that question on beforehand, and I thought about the single moment, and then I would mention from my first mentorship, and not because that was during the it was she had a maternity leave, so she was in her flat. She worked in Istanbul, and suddenly she went out on the balcony and with a. Her mobile phone, she showed me Istanbul. So suddenly from being in my office, sitting and discussing with the person I had discussed a few times before, suddenly I was in Istanbul. I really felt this cooperation and it was a European effort, and Istanbul is of course a fantastic city, and seeing this city. When we talked, that was for me a very very exciting moment, mm-hmm. like this interview.
Yeah. How about you, Henriette?
Yes, for me, so during our first email exchanges, we exchanged also our CVs. And after reading the incredible CV that Nils Erik has, I was a little bit intimidated because I was thinking that maybe I'm not a good enough mentee for him. And I was positively surprised that Nils Erik isn't just a great neurologist, he's a great person. So that for me, it was clear from our very first talk, and I'm very happy that I got this chance to meet him.
Thank you.
So going further, because you've said this, what would be one piece of advice that you'd give to new mentees to help them make the most of their mentors and also vice versa afterwards?
So if you get accepted and you get matched with a mentor, I think it's important to prepare for every meeting. It doesn't have to be a 1 month preparation, but you have to think through the process. What do you want from this mentorship? You have to have a few ideas, a few questions. You have to. It's nice to write them down because I write them down and I don't look at my paper every time. But sometimes, if I have more things I would like to discuss, it's nice to just go through your list and see, did we have the time to talk about every point? Did I ask my questions? And this way you won't miss and you won't waste your time during your talk thinking about the questions, because I think the time of your mentor and your time is precious, and you have to use it wisely.
I completely agree with what you say. I said previously that it's an open frame what you want to put into it. But the other side of the coin is that then you have to have a plan what you put into it. And I, as you do, I always write down, and I also write down after our meetings what we talked about and what we should do during the next months until our next meeting. Because it is it could be that we were just talking about the same thing every time, and that it was just chatting with a nice person, but it should be some sort of progress and some sort of topics that we discussed during our time. So this, and we have also, I would say, quite regular 1 month meetings.
Yes.
So we are quite strict on that, and we say never more than 1 hour. It could be less than 1 hour if we are finished before, that's fine, but we should have this rather strict structure, I think.
Yes.
And after considering your experience in this moment, in this program, do you have any common misconception about formal mentorship programs that you'd like to dispel?
So I think if you enter in such a program, you cannot expect that your mentor will do a job for you, that he will just or give you some instructions and then he does the work for you. No, a mentor is someone who gives you advice, who can help you in your career path, but he cannot do the job for you. So you cannot expect to get into the mentorship program and then your mentor will get you a job, will teach you everything about neurology, will do a paper instead of you. So that's not how it works. You can get great advice, you can get help with your career path, but you cannot do everything and learn everything about neurology in a mentorship program.
That's really beautifully said, honestly.
No, I guess there are many reasons to be involved in this program. One reason for some people is probably that they believe that it helps their career to have been in a mentor program. We see that many mentees want to move from one country to another country, and they believe, and that may be true, that it is an advantage to have been in the mentor program. But I think that the most important thing, we've discussed many important things, but also to enjoy it, to look forward to this contact. It is an opportunity. It's in a window in a busy daily routine to have this chance to have a nice contact with a very positive, very, very active young person, and to enjoy that in itself. And also, as we said, to have a plan for what you are doing. But as you said, you can't achieve everything, but you can achieve something.
Yes.
And to be clear what you want to achieve, these small or bigger achievements. Mm.
So now that you've brought up the achievements, could you maybe tell me some soft skills that you developed during this mentor-mentee relationship?
I think I developed my communication skills, but I also learned about myself, because during this process, it wasn't just professional growth, it was a personal growth as well, that maybe sometimes I'm too shy, or I don't take initiative. So I learned that about myself, that I have to be more consequent and take more initiative and don't be afraid to speak up or to address someone. So I think for me it's that.
For me, I would perhaps say that it's the international European perspective. I have supervised many, many people in my own department and in Norway for both for science and for clinical skills. So we have programs both for the PhD candidates, postdocs, and for the specialist education within Norway. But it's been very interesting and to have not a similar role, but some aspects are similar, but on the international level, to learn about medicine now in Belgium, Romania for you previously, and also with my previous mentees in Tunisia and in Turkey, to listen to what is ongoing in these countries and what are the challenges for young neurologists in these countries, and what are the assets in their daily medical practice.
And what would you say to a prospective mentee or mentor to convince them that the EAN mentorship program is worth joining?
I think that during this talk, we shared a lot of great moments, and I really think that this is a great opportunity to get in contact with more experienced neurologists. And maybe you are like me, you wouldn't have the, you would be shy to go there at a congress and say, hello, my name is Henriette and I would like to talk with you. So this creates a perfect environment to talk with someone who has more experience. And during our workshop, mentorship workshop, some of the colleagues addressed the aspect of time, that it's short, 1 year. And we learned that if you have projects together, you can extend to 2 years. So it really isn't a short period. And I think it's a great opportunity to meet colleagues who have more experience, to get help in some aspects of your career. So I think if the persons who are listening to us have an idea or are blocked in some aspects of their career, they should apply, and probably they will get the help they need and the advice they need.
Thank you. How about mentors?
Well, I think this is a win-win situation. You get something, you get an experience, you get a nice contact, and in a way it's very little to lose in a PhD supervision. You need to produce scientific papers. It can be difficulties. Also within a department, there are perhaps more demanding aspects, but this program is just fun in a way. It's added value. It's very little to lose, and it's a good experience. Regarding this 1 year, 2 year, my first mentee, we extended it to 2 years because the clear aim was to write this scientific article, which we accomplished not in 1 year, but in 2 years, because we started, it was nothing before we started, it was just a plan. I think it's okay with 1 year as a standard rule, because then the mentee and the mentor has been used to the EAN system. And I think that's an important part of this mentor program, that it is under the EAN umbrella. It is a EAN label on it. So both for mentors and for mentees, we are more affiliated with EAN. We have a position within EAN after this program. So, and that's an added value, and should also be an added value for mentors that are going into as mentors into the program.
Thank you. Do you have any final take-home messages for our listeners?
I would say if you decide to apply for this mentorship program and you get matched, then you should be conclusive. If you started, you should go through with this 1 year, because we heard that a few persons drop out. It really is an amazing program, and you should take advantage of it and really enjoy this mentorship program.
Yes, I very much agree with you, and I hope that we have showed it during this recording that we have enjoyed it and we can recommend it. I think there is a tendency that the mentees come from some parts of Europe and the mentors perhaps from other parts of Europe, and that's fine, but I think it also should or could be well be expanded, and also because it's a program and it's so many possibilities what to put into it of activities. You have concentrated very much on this starting up in a new country, but it can also be other parts of contact between departments and between people in Europe. So I think it can well be extended geographically with participation from all countries in Europe, and I think EAN believe that they have a pretty high number of persons in the program, but I think it could be very many more people.
Thank you so much for being here today and sharing your insights into the mentorship program. I think it's really an example of alignment of values, respect, and communication. So thank you so much. And I would like to say that the application for mentees for the next matching round is open now with the deadline of on the 15th of September. And you can find more information on the EAN website, on the mentorship page, or in the episode description.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been EAN Cast Weekly Neurology. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcatcher for weekly updates from the European Academy of Neurology. You can also listen to this and all of our previous episodes on the EAN campus to gain points and become an EAN expert in any of our 29 neurological specialties. Simply become an EAN individual member to gain access. For more information, visit ean.org/membership. That's ean.org/membership. Thanks for listening. EAN Cast Weekly Neurology is your unbiased and independent source for educational and research-related neurological content. Although all content is provided by experts in their field, it should not be considered official medical advice.